Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicole Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and today we're going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion. Yeah, we'll be talking about that today. Renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's something big. We're talking about big business here. So I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're going to be coaching you Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicole. Now, this morning, we want to make all these smartphones real smart. You need to get your folks on the line. Get them on the line. You have got to start operating in a higher position, a higher authority of influence. That is leadership. Leading people to the next level requires you making requirements of people. So you want to tell your team, listen, we're on Power Start Your Day right now, and I know you're going to appreciate hearing what we're talking about today. I need you to log on right now. Go ahead and do it. Send the text messages. Make the smartphone smart. We do some things on the phone. It's all about the foodies, and it's all about some of these other things, you know what I mean, great plates, and we're hanging out here, we're hanging out there. What we're doing right now is we're taking people to a higher level of thought, a higher level of thought. And we know that thoughts are things. So if they think bigger, they'll have bigger things, including bigger success in their network marketing business. And we have been discussing that big dreams build big businesses. We're turning some visions into realities. Some people have gotten the visions and they were so big it scared them. And God is saying, don't be scared. This is what I have for you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Big things got to come out of a big God. Everything has its purpose. So if you thought about it, come a reality for you. Now, we know that we've been discussing about that dream in a series of thoughts, a series of thoughts. And sometimes we have a dream and we can't decipher the meaning of the dream. We've all had that before. We dreamt something and we're like, oh my Lord, what did that mean? And some of them, it's nightmares. It's like, oh my Lord, what is that? It deals with all of your senses, your sight, your hearing, your feeling. I know you've had that. I've had dreams where I could hear the voices. I've had dreams where I'd hear a voice that sounds familiar, but the face doesn't match the voice. And this is happening most of the time while we're asleep, while we're in a state of mind where literally God can use these things. And people say, you know, the dreams are part of your subconscious thinking, your subconscious mind. The thing that is ruling your life right now, not your conscious mind, not what you're hearing right now. The thing that's so deep, your thoughts that are so deep from your experiences that have now become your beliefs, and your beliefs are now who you are. So if you want to be bigger, start believing you can be bigger. So I don't know about you. I can't even think that big without a big God. It just makes sense to just go to the source. He says he is the source. And so we want to go, we want to talk about, I'm going to tell you where we are in our scripture. You can go there now. So after prayer, we're ready. We're all together. We're going to be out of Psalms 37:4. Psalms 37:4. And it's going to all come together for you. So we got to go to our big God. We're not talking about no religion. We're talking about your spirit man being connected to something big so that our finite minds can start connecting with the infinite mind so we can start having bigger things than where we are today. Hello? Still trying to figure out, is God real, some of you? That he's moving on to the folks who know he's real and you're doing big things in their life and you're watching them. You're watching them. It's your turn. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. We thank you, oh God. For you are amazing. We thank you that your mercy endures forever. They're never ending. Wow, how magnificent you are. Dear Lord, we're in awe of all of the miracles you've done in our life. We're now coming into our own. We're awakening our spirit man to you, as we get closer to you, seeking your face and not just your hand. We're thanking you right now for the wisdom that you're dropping into our spirits right now, the wisdom that we are now acknowledging. Father God, we would start believing your report, that you made us in the likeness of your image. And it's the same way the word formed the world. We know that our word will form the world we live in, our minds. So that we begin to speak life. As we begin to speak life over every situation, in every situation, through every situation, we know that now you'll begin to do some amazing things in us and through us. That's called faith. Before we can see it, we believe it. You said you can't do anything with us without it. You can't even do work. Without the work, the faith is dead. So we got to put it to work. We know that as our desires increase and our faith increase, we'll automatically start doing more work. All coming together, oh Father God, we ask that you bless each and every household that's under the sound of my voice. We ask that everyone in those households come on one accord as they're pursuing bigger and better things. Let it not be a threat. Let it not be confusion. Line everything up, oh dear Lord, right now. We come against anything that is not of you. We'll honor you, oh Father God, and we're clear on whose side we're on. So we won't be bipolar in our thoughts, doing things one way, saying things one way, and then our works are another. We're acknowledging your principles. You said that if we love you, we'll keep your commandments. So we will do that as well as we're going out to do great exploits in your name. They'll know who sent us, never being ashamed of who you are and whose we are. We honor you. We thank you for the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, as we seal this prayer. Amen. Okay. Oh, hello, good morning. I see folks coming in the queue already. Y'all already know. Wow, congratulations. First mover's advantage as we're going into today. Our word is going to be out of Psalms 37:4. And it says this. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. What do you have to do? Delight yourself also in the Lord. That gives you inclination that people are delighting themselves in other things outside of the Lord. So that he shall give you the desires of your heart. We're putting all of our efforts in places that cannot feed us or give us what it is that we are seeking. We talked about the dreams dealing with all of the senses, and another thing I want to kind of point out about dreams, it's another definition. It says, you know, to contemplate the possibility of doing something. To contemplate the possibility of doing something that you would say you could even consider. something may be the case, considering that you can take your spot at the top, got to believe it's possible. You've got to believe it's possible. I have a few questions for you on today. These are the questions we're going to be talking about in the queue. And they deep. Number one, does it really matter to you if you're successful or not? Does it really matter? Does it really matter to you if you're successful or not? And if so, why? I need this to go beyond just trying to impress some people or prove to someone that they were wrong if you were going to fail at network marketing. Why does it matter to you? I need you guys to understand that the deeper you go under the disappointments in your life, under the resentment, under the hurt, when you start having a why that's coming from a pure place, the sparks start flying. You don't run out of gas. You don't quit. You don't punk out. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me clean it up. Napoleon Hill says it like this. Dreams come true when desires transform into concrete action. He didn't just say dreams come true when your desires transform into action. It says dreams come true when desires gotta come from a deep place, deep in your belly. When it comes from a deep place, past the shallow, I gotta let people see that I'm doing big things now. Past that, past the let me prove everyone who thought I was gonna fail that I'm successful. Past that, past the let me compete with everyone just so they can call my name first, even if I'm not first. Past that, I need you to hear me, family. It says concrete action, solid action. You can't have nothing concrete without a foundation. That's why we're building you up with consistent repetition of work, and that is what builds big teams. You can't keep coming from a shallow place expecting God to do deep things. Don't you guys understand the times are racking up? Times are racking up on us. What I just discussed with you applies to anything. The beautiful thing about it is that when the Holy Spirit illuminates me with these conversations for you. She ain't talking to me too. Like, she brought this here to me, and I'm going to share it out because, you know, some people always want to be acting like y'all still in the spirit of old things. You still got it together, but your back office don't say so. Your team results don't say so. Bank accounts don't say so. I go first. I don't have no problem telling you things that I struggle. Holy Spirit brought that up, so I said, let's put it out there. So when we're talking about doing something deep, it has to come from a deep place. So obviously, impacting people in a big way, that's not my struggle. Waking up to advocate for freedom for others, that's not my struggle. But let's say, for instance, expecting God to do something big in you, if the desire is not strong enough, he say he can't give it. It got to come from your heart. It got to come from a deep place. So let's say, for instance, somebody trying to lose weight. I don't know. I think after I turn 35, maybe Caden. After maybe I had Caden, I'm trying to go back to when it was that I would go like up and down, up and down. And people might say, girl, you look fine. I'm not talking about do I look fine. I want to say, how do my body feel every day? How am I, you know, because I used to be like I can get up, run 2 miles, When I went through that course, I told you guys in Malaysia, I have to swim 200 meters. Fit. Not just fine, but fit. Heart rate good. I can run the stairs if I need to. Those types of things. And so it got to come from a deeper place, because like if somebody was just working out or losing weight just to fit into a dress for a wedding or an occasion, or they're trying to impress somebody for a situation or a time, and everybody has done that, ladies and gentlemen, you've done that. You got an event coming up and you realize that your belly hanging over your belt, or the women is like, okay, wait a minute, we going to the spot and everybody going to be sharp, I got to come down. Listen, I get it. That's a whole different person that's striving to lose weight or get fit because their life depended on it. So the same thing for in our industry, someone pushing for a title or a rank or whatever it calls in your business just to say, I'm here, I'm down with the leader crew. You got to break your neck to let everybody know I'm here now. Don't you see me? Versus a leader who's pushing to the top so that they can say, I'm truly down for a movement. I'm trying to eradicate poverty, or I'm trying to fight for people's financial freedom, or I'm trying to make sure that people know they can take their spot at the top. I'm going to tell you something. The advocates have a different posture to them. They have a different posture with their business, with their team, with their prospects. It's a whole different posture. If I'm here, I mean business. I'm not saying you got to be like, you know, snapping your neck back and forth. I'm talking about the posture is that when a person can hear your voice, the sincerity is so deep. It's coming from a deep place that you don't have to convince people that they want to be down with what you're doing. You don't have to try to oversell your company. You don't have to try to oversell yourself. You don't have to try to prove or impress to someone. It's just, I'm good enough. And what we stand for is much bigger than me. So surely that's something you want to be down with, or you know somebody else who do. I need you guys to understand something. When you take your spot at the top, you get a voice. So you might have a lot to say right now, but no one's listening. Because in this world, people want to listen to truth and proof. Ha, hold on, I got to say that one more time. They want to hear truth and proof. The proof gives you authority. It gives you that when somebody, when you say something is so, they believe it because you got proof. That's why you have to be successful. That's why I can't afford not to be successful. I can remember having a conversation with George Frazier, powerful African-American entrepreneur. He trains entrepreneurs throughout the world. This was many, many years ago. I was still a hairstylist. I wasn't even in network marketing at the time, and I went to a Frazier Net conference in Ohio. I believe that was Cleveland, Ohio. And I remember saying when I got there, that desire, and I shared this story before, I said, I want to speak with this man. I got to speak with him. And at that time, I remember sharing with him, I got to speak with him. And it was a few-day conference, and I ended up in the elevator with him, my friends and I, and he comes in the elevator, and I said, I'm about to talk to him. You know, and I did. And I said, Mr. Frazier, hi, how are you? My name is Nicola Smith. There was no Jackson at the time, I don't believe, on there. And I said, I just want to be successful. I want to do, trying to remember what the words were, because I don't like to add on stuff. And I remember, because when I saw him, I met him a few years ago again and was able to share with him. And I have a picture, and I was able to share with him that thing that he said to me. You know, sometimes it could just be one phrase, one word that could just change your whole world. That's why you got to show up to be trained and things like that. It wasn't the whole conference. It was just one phrase and this one little conversation with Mr. Frazier that changed so much for me. And I remember saying, telling him what my dreams were, and I knew that I could, like, impact people and everything. And and I wanted to do big things. And he said, let me ask you a question. What was your occupation? What do you do? And I told him I wanted to do a foundation for my son because I had a son that was disabled and everything. And he said, what do you do now? And I said, I'm a hairstylist. And pause, and I said, but I also do real estate. He said, oh, okay, real estate, that one. So let me tell you something. Go out and do big, big things. Then your voice will be heard. No one doesn't want to hear from anybody who don't have money, don't have proof. And I was like, in my little financial immature mind at that moment, making six figures, and I was talking to a seven-plus figure earner over and over, and here I am trying to understand it at that level when I wasn't at that level. I had to grow up. And I said, I got to make more money. People don't want to listen. I said, it's a shallow world. He was telling me a truth. It wasn't about the money. The money was a byproduct of the experience or the proof. Got to go serve enough people to prove that you can tell somebody something and they can believe that what you're telling them is going to take them where they're trying to go. I can't afford not to be successful. I can't afford not to be successful. You've got to develop a much bigger appetite for abundance, for having more than just enough for you and your family. I need you guys to understand right here that I get it. Most people don't desire anything big. They don't have a desire for that. But what's your desire on today? Why? Why you need to be successful? Good morning. Good morning. We opening up. Good morning. 678, last 4, 1048. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good this morning. I am just going to put it out there. I struggled with getting in the queue simply because I don't, as a leader, I didn't want to show my weakness. But I was speaking to another leader the other day, and I said, you know what? I said, I'm realizing that my ability and my willingness to show a weakness is a strength. So I just jumped in the queue and I didn't even think about it this morning. I just jumped in and I just said, let the chips fall where they may. First, I want to thank you for always coming on here, encouraging us and pouring into us. My upline is Danikia Taylor. I love her so much. She is definitely helping me to become the leader that I need to be. Now talking about the topic, Yesterday I just cried on the phone, and I'm about near tears now. Success is important to me, and it's important because on both sides of my family, no one has ever broken out to do anything past getting by, being able to have. They've always done just enough to either just get by or have just enough, but nobody has broken the mold to have more than enough and to live in abundance. Nobody ever had the faith that they could walk in abundance. And so I would be the first one on both sides of my family to say that this can be done and that you don't have to stop at just being satisfied with just enough, just getting by, just paying a bill. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I want my son to have an example that he can do it too, that he doesn't have to settle for what people tell him that he can have, but he can dictate and he can speak over his own life and walk in the fullness of what God has for him, and also pave the way for other young kids or just people, period, to break the mold in our family. And I struggled because I realized that fear really crippled me because, you know, just even last week I was, you know, going back and forth because it was like I was hearing voices say, oh, you will never make it to the top. Why are you even trying? That's for them. You'll never. Do you really think you can get there? And then I had to stop and I had to realize who's talking, because that's not the voice of God. So literally in our lives, when we're hearing things that are contrary to the word of God, we have to stop and listen, and we have to say, who's talking? It's not God talking. Because in Jeremiah it says, I know the thoughts that I have for you. And so I am so grateful. I just decided to push my way on today. Because even yesterday I went through a little something and I called Nikki. She said, no, no. leader, you got to pick it up. And I said, yes, ma'am. And so, you know, I'm just grateful for this opportunity. Again, I'm grateful for what you pour into us every day, even when we're at your house, you know, taking the time to do that for us. I'm appreciative of my leader. I don't even know if I mentioned my name. My name is Paris, but I just wanted to come in and get that out. I just wanted to come in and get that out and just say, you know, when you're hearing anything contrary to the word of God, identify the voice. Because if he's speaking contrary to abundance, if he's speaking contrary to moving in big things and doing big things, then it's not the voice of God. And so we don't need to be listening to that. And that's all I have.
My God. And you have a lot to say. Let me tell you something. By the way, you got the bomb.com leaders in Nikia Taylor. And when I'm telling you, she is one of the most powerhouse mentees that I've ever met. I see her intently. She don't play with the radio of what she hears, what she experiences, even in my presence. She go out and she executes with focus. And, you know, what I need you to hear is you said some powerful things. Because you opened your mouth, the Holy Spirit was able to use you. And that's what the enemy would do, keep you bottled up in pride and then call it weak. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, you need to go and read that, 9 through 11. And it says, but he said to me, who said? He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Power made perfect. Hold on. Who don't want the power of the living God? And he says, when you move pride out the way, when you move that false success out the way, when you move that I got it all together out the way, then now I can elevate you to a level that people say, what in the world is happening? And you'll say, I know it ain't in this world. It's supernatural. People always asking, what's this lady here that sometimes she'll throw a little slang in? She don't try to be perfect. She don't try to look like nobody else, act like nobody else would have me in. She ain't even all that. But that's the deal. Remember I said somebody's opinion of you has nothing to do with your purpose or potential. Nothing. And so when he says this, he said, therefore I will boast all the more gladly about my weakness. Say, put it out there so that Christ's power may rest on me. He says, that is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in my weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. That needs to be your meditation day and night so you can be totally released from that. Because you hear that voice, he ain't just going away because you opened your mouth today. Every level you get to, and it's going to be on purpose that you're going to be tested every time when you're going to that next level, you're going to be tested. The tests are going to get bigger and bigger, and then now that voice is going to show up, and you'll be that one giving up in the middle of the night, not until the ninth hour to continue on to finish your title. You'll be the one that even if you got 4 hours left, you think that that ain't enough time to make your title. You got to stay on that scripture. That's just for you. That's just for you. Praise God. So we got to praise God for that because that ain't got nothing to do with me. That is a powerhouse right there if I ever did hear one. Courageous. Congratulations. Let's go on here. I see a few of my co-hosts in the queue, but I want to go down to a number I don't recognize. 954, last four, 9951. I don't think I recognize this number. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
I'm fantastic. This is Marquisha Smith out of Tampa.
Okay, hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic. I wanted to get on the line today, and I've actually been on here in the past, but have been dealing with myself, I think, for the past couple of weeks as we closed out last month, and as you went into this series and talked about, particularly this morning, where you talked about success and your reasons, and I started to feel very convicted because my reason for everything that I've done, I used to be what you would call an addicted entrepreneur. I would start business after business after business, and my reasoning was always because I saw someone else do it wrong. And some people may say, well, that's strange, but every time I saw an error in what someone was doing with any business where I had some sort of communication with them, I said to myself, well, I can do that. I mean, I definitely won't do it the way they did it. And so for that same reason, I opened a jewelry business. For that same reason, I started Herbalife. For that same reason, I decided I'm going to open a credit restoration business. I used to work for a credit restoration company. And so I got into this business not for the same reason, but becoming a part of this company definitely changed me a little. It's one thing to be an entrepreneur and to go into it and have your own goal and your own passion because you don't have anyone else around you that you're competing with. But when you're in a business like this, the hardest part sometimes for people like me who's a perfectionist especially is that there's other people around you that are equally successful, if not more successful. And so I'm already very hard on myself. And so I think your question was, you know, do you want to be successful and why? What's your reason? And so for the longest, I remember my reason for success being everything that you said at the top of this call. To show other people who thought I couldn't do it that I can, to prove that although I didn't come from a whole lot of money, that I can still make it out. For everything that had really nothing to do with a true passion or came from a good place, it was all to prove a point to someone. And I think I'm so happy that I got on this call. I was listening to some gospel music this morning, and I said it was a decision between Nicola's call or to continue to listen to the music. And I said, no, let me get on Nicola's call. And I'm glad I did because for the first time, I now understand my reason for success. Or I clearly understand what it used to be and know that that should not be it. My true reason has always been because I want to see so many other people be successful. And for the longest time, I was doing that without intention. And people would come back to me and say, oh, my gosh, Marquisha, I'm so glad you spoke to me. Like, you know, you really changed how I thought about things. But it wasn't intentional. And the more and more people told me that, I began to, sad to say, get a big head about it. And then I started to intentionally tell people things, thinking, oh, one day I'm going to make them successful and they'll come back and thank me.
Wow.
And so I really had to walk away from that, and I'm so happy that I was on this call today because while I know I impact people's lives every single day, I hear it every day, like you have to remain humble in everything that you do. And I found myself in a moment of I was not being humble. I was intentionally doing things versus just naturally being me. And so I'm so glad I was on here today. I understand why I want to be successful. I need to be successful because that is a part of God's divine purpose for me because I can't do any one thing for too long of a period of time without perfecting it. But more than anything, I need to be successful because people need my help. And so I just had to change. I got to change my approach sometimes. So I'm really glad I was on today. I'm so happy that you do this every morning.
Wow, this is so powerful. And I don't know, this Holy Spirit led me to your number. I skipped down about 5 people to your number. And what you said and what our first caller said, I know ministered to so many people, because what you guys did, the courage to expose your weakness, God's power was made perfect. Some people getting free. I shared that. I said, God said some people going to get free with this feeling. We got to get deep, family. We got to get deep. When things get so dark, because a day will come and will, when things get to the place where everybody is scrambling, are you one of the ones that's going to be showing people the way or looking for someone else to show you the way? We're building up leaders. It's so much bigger than us. It's way bigger than me. See, I'm already ready to be able to say I ain't all that. Because this scripture, what I just shared in 2 Corinthians 12, I want God's perfect power in me, which means I have to be willing to be imperfect. I have to be willing to be imperfect for God's perfect power to work, rest on me. Guys, go out and do something big. Or do your business. Kingdom business. Help somebody go to the next level. If not, let you be the first person. We started a book. I forgot to tell you guys on Monday. I don't know, we read this book before, Freedom from Fear, Mark Madison. Freedom from Fear, Mark Madison. Go get it. I've read it, oh my gosh, so many times. My first millionaire mentor guided me to this book right here too, just like the new common denominator to success. I keep going back to them. Of course, Think and Grow Rich is strong, but these books here, you know what I'm saying? Some of the people don't even know about these authors. Powerful stuff right here. Freedom from Fear, Mark Madison. Go get it. Go get it. Family, let's go work. So it's a powerful call. I wrote it down, 208, 208. You want to go tell people if they didn't listen to it, go back and listen to 208. They can go to successfulnicola.com, click on Power Start Call, and go to 208. This one is getting hot. I don't know what else God's going to do here. Bless you.